This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 24th of November, 1953. The title of this lecture is Additional Remarks, End of Cycle Processing. This tape is 8 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
I think that we are far enough advanced to solve some cases. Nicola? You don't think so. Well, I think you are. That makes it so. And when I tell you to run such a silly one as end of cycle and bodies and fawn, you certainly should be able to run that like a breeze. Now, I was running that on you a few days ago. You remember? Remember? I was throwing that in about every once in a while. You notice I throw it in on practically all the auditing I do. The case bogs a little bit, and I suddenly notice there's an unfinished cycle there of some kind or another. So I start feeding them unfinished cycles. See, get them dead, get them finally bumped off, get them buried, get them completely drowned, anything that happens to show up. A nice, happy thought. You'll see the case. Right up. Well, we got rid of that one. It's kind of covert doing it in mock-up, but we did it. All right. We're going to finish the day, it's all right with you, with end of cycle. On this very limited group basis, which we're doing. And we're just going to get people mocked up, finally dead, and finally jailed forever, and finally finished in every way you can think of. Now, of course, finally jailed forever, so the fellow has to leave his body in the jail and shove off. See, they got him. And any possible gruesome finish you can think of. There is a finish. Just keep feeding it to him. Feeding it to him. Somebody goes off of his rocker, why, don't send for me. Run the next to the last list in self-analysis. Remember something real? Fellow says, yes, but they're coming for me. They're coming for me. And you say, very good. Now rig up the gangplank down which they're running to grab you. Now get yourself completely grabbed. Now have your body irrevocably destroyed. And have you shutting off. Good. You get that? Let's deal in the very somber. Deal in the very somber. Get it very specific. Now, how many kinds of ends of cycle can there be? You've got a pretty good list of them in your book, What to Audit. You got your textbooks on What to Audit? Well, how would you run end of cycle processing on incidents of What to Audit? How would you do this? Now, you look especially bright today.
Oh, I don't feel so bright.
You don't?
Facsimile one, get yourself in front of the camera,
mock it up. In front of the camera is an end of cycle.
And have yourself being dead in front of the
camera. Yes, that's right. Dead and covered with cameras.
Oh,
yeah, you're extravagant. You're too conservative, all of you. You're extravagant. Because it's only extravaganza that a Thetan actually can deal in. He deals with billions rather than one. He'd always rather have 100 million or something than a couple. And the mess universe would always rather he had none. All right, how else would you deal with that incident?
That is a thing, yeah.
Could be. Come on, how else would you deal with it? Think fast. Come on, how else?
Have you killing the cameras?
Yes. Come on. Go ahead and
oh,
face
you
it.
Leave it. I mean, you're dead in front of the cameras.
And shove off. Yeah, you could do that with great ease. And dead is a baby. And the other one, please. Did you ever hear of an overt act motivator sequence? The whole world, everybody in the universe, utterly, completely perished because you did it with a FAC-1 camera. It wiped out all living organisms of any kind or size or description. You just get them to stack them up planet by planet. They killed them all. You'll actually find as you start this that there was a lot of beautiful glee of insanity on using that thing. Everybody did. Everybody did. So, you get what you got there? Overact motivator sequence. Don't you forget that on end of cycle. I would immediately suppose you would realize that. Because if you got yourself dead, a lot of times, you would finally be repaid enough for all the vicious things you've done. You've done more vicious things than anything else has done on your same time track. And the reason why is you're sitting here in fair condition. That immediately tells you that you have done more than somebody else has, just instantly. No further reason about it at all. Well, all right, we've got our problem with great ease there, more overact motivator. But always remember to throw in more motivators than overacts. But always remember to throw in some overacts. Get your mother being dead because she gave birth to you. You have that? Now the baby being dead because you grabbed it. And by the way, with end of cycle, add in duplication. I'll give you this while you're doing it in class, because we'll just lay this restriction down on it. But we will do a lot of the same end of cycle and unmark each one as best we can. If we can't get it unmarked, have time unmark it. See? So we'll just do each one. So we've added that nice little step duplication in our end of cycle. You got yourself in jail? Then you just have to get yourself in jail again. In the future. Until we get our future plotted out as being absolutely, completely untenable and utterly terminated. Future cycle of action. Now, you wouldn't run future cycle of action on what to audit. I leave it up to your ingenuity as to what you do with what to audit on cycle of action. There's just incident after incident after incident scattered through that book. You like to perish, you'd think, running end of cycle, and yet it's the faster of the techniques, real quick. I mean, it clips in the effect and clips it off again faster than anything. Lets the guy stop someplace. Most of the people you will process are still running, and they're running hard. And they don't know where because they hid somewhere back. Okay, let's go.